You're listening to Vatican Radio.
European Union ministers are looking into ways in the coming days on how to stem the ongoing flow of people fleeing war and poverty. Meetings are taking place amid fresh tensions within the EU over how to deal with migration at a time when an increasing number of people are seeking to enter Europe from Libya and elsewhere in North Africa after a controversial deal with Turkey cut arrivals via Greece. Stefan Boss tells us more.
The EU's interior ministers are meeting at a time when the European Union fears the central Mediterranean route to Italy may become the main one, as calmer seas encourage more people to try the dangerous and often deadly journey. EU officials estimate that already some 45,000 people reached Italy this year alone, roughly the same level as in 2015. At least more than 1,000 people drowned over the last 2 weeks. The EU is also worried about the long-term impact of massive migration from Africa. That's why it's considering linking development aid and trade ties with poor states to encourage them to keep a lid on migration. At the same time, EU Migration Commissioner Dimitris Avramopoulos has revealed proposals offering a blue card to highly qualified migrants. And he referred also to the many of the more than 1 million refugees who arrived in Europe last year alone.
Not everyone of the more than 1 million people who have arrived last year will receive protection or a legal status to stay. But for those who will have to make sure that they can start participating in our labour markets and our societies as soon as possible. If we ever want to compete with the US green card, we need an EU blue card that deserves the same merit.
Catholic aid workers have also urged the EU to show more compassion towards refugees. Yet, EU member state Hungary has already rejected the blue card system plan. Hungarian Foreign Minister Péter Szijjártó said the European Commission, the EU's executive, increasingly gives the impression that it wants Europe to fail. He warned that the blue card system would result in further waves of what he said were migrants flooding the continent, because in his words, migrants and human smugglers interpreted such measures as invitations. Szijjártó said Europe already struggles with high unemployment, though the European Commission says the EU will soon need more workers, as the aging population is expected to decline by 20 million over the next 20 years. Hungary isn't known for welcoming refugees. It has built massive razor-wire fences along its borders with Croatia and Serbia. Despite these measures, the Prime Minister's office told Vatican Radio that at least more than 19,000 migrants arrived in Hungary this year. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Boss in Budapest.